Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with you on News Briefing. A worker has died after being struck by a train at a BHP rail yard near South Hedland. It happened at 9:30 last night. All of BHP's iron ore operations have now been suspended for 24 hours as WorkSafe investigates. Counselling services are now available for staff. A man remains in the burns unit at Fiona Stanley Hospital this afternoon after fire gutted his home in Perth's northeast. Residents reported explosions, believed to be gas cylinders, at the Sunlit Avenue property in Dayton about 11:30 p.m. This resident telling Seven the man was lucky to get out alive.
I was a bit worried. I just wanted to get to the neighbours' places and wake them up too. It went up pretty quickly, but all I could see was the whole back end of the house was on fire through the doorway, and it was just smoke billowing out the front of it.
The future of popular Mandra Crab Festival has been secured, with the state government signing a new 3-year funding agreement. The 2-day event kicks off on March 18. Mandra MLA David Templeman says it draws visitors from all over the state.
We're expecting over 100,000 people. It's got a rich history, the Mandra Crab Fest, dating back over 20 years.
Overseas, the US President is delivering his State of the Union address today. Joe Biden talking up his work, getting Americans back to work.
2 years ago, the economy was reeling. I stand here tonight after we've created, with the help of many people in this room, 12 million new jobs. More jobs created in 2 years than any president's created in 4 years.
In sport, Fremantle's Caleb Sarong admits he would love to captain the Dockers one day. Nat Fyfe stepped down from the role yesterday, with the players and coaches now to have a major say on who will be skipper in the coming weeks. Sarong says yesterday's announcement came as a shock.
It took me by surprise there yesterday. I guess since I've been at the club, Fyfe's been my captain and still view him as that. And bit of a weird one because we kind of didn't know what the meeting briefing was for, so we're all kind of in there like, what's going on? Are we in trouble?